Pirate RC. I'm backstage at the Belly Up Tavern in Solana Beach talking with Super Diamond. The guys are going to go ahead and introduce themselves.
I'm Surreal Neil.
Eric Diamond.
Rama Diamond.
Vince Diamond.
Matt Diamond.
James Diamond.
I didn't see that coming.
Traveling far without a home, but not without a star.
Guys, so I mean, I know you've played this venue quite a few times, and this is a corporate party. So, just looking at the corporate parties you played, what are you kind of expecting, I guess, from the crowd?
They look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it looks like
a party.
It looks like a normal gig out there. It doesn't look like a corp. Doesn't look like a corp.
You look like you're part of our normal gig right now with that wig on.
Yeah, my Afro wig. I'll have to post a picture online.
We're actually gonna play only corporate logos, so audio logos.
Yeah.
That's all we're gonna do. Like, we're gonna play the Intel little jingle
for
30 minutes.
Like, yeah, tonight looks pretty good. Sometimes you play these parties and everyone's just hanging out at the bar, schmoozing the boss, you know, and not trying to look too crazy in front of your coworkers, but tonight's a totally different
story. We can tell this is no stuffy party.
Yes.
No, definitely not.
This is throw up in front of the boss.
This is throw up
party.
So this is the boss's throwing up party.
The boss is throwing up on your shoes party.
We're going to throw in a song from the Neil Diamond Christmas album tonight.
Oh, very good. It's cool.
We feel, you know, this is a Christmas party.
Might as well do it up.
This is the one time of the year that we get to do it. Because,
cool.
You know, we're dying to.
Winter.
For this
Jingle Bell Rock.
I have to excuse me, I gotta go shave. I'll be back. So.
Okay.
See you.
Hey, is that my drink? Is that my drink? That's my drink.
Matt, your back's not that hairy. Why are you gonna shave it?
It's my
ass. Oh!
It's my ass.
Yeah, don't shave all the hair off your ass. It's not too warm up there, man.
Good thing they can't see this on the podcast.
Yeah, you didn't want to see what he was gonna shave.
Yeah, thank God you can't hear those words either.
So, you guys just did The Late Show with David Letterman. What was that like? Just, I know people, one thing people always say is, oh, it's cold in there. Is that true? Whatever.
It's cold.
48 degrees.
It's freaking freezing.
It was kind of like the early show, actually. We had to be there at 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was early. Yeah, we were there all day long.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy.
Did you guys...
It was fun. We had a good time.
They're good to us.
Did you guys
we all took naked pictures behind Paul Schaefer's keyboard rig.
So did you guys get to see anything in New York, or were you doing another show there? Was that it?
We got to hang out for a little while, and then we flew to Houston for another show.
We were just there for Halloween, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we were just there like 3 weeks before, so.
2 weeks.
We got to see all of it.
So what's been your favorite place to play, like each of you, I guess, or even as a group?
Belly Up Tavern.
Yeah.
Hollywood Bowl with a smile.
You guys played the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2005.
Oh, wow.
That was epic.
Yeah, that
House
was
House of Blues Chicago. Always fun.
Irving Plaza, that's good.
Irving in New York. Yeah, 930 Club. 930 Club's probably number one.
So do you guys, how many weeks of the year are you touring? As Super
52.
All year
long. Yeah, we travel. Yeah, I mean, we travel sporadically all year long, so.
Yeah.
It works out to about 120 gigs a year.
Every couple years, take a month off, you know, here or there. But
After tonight, we're taking the rest of the month off.
Yeah.
We're taking New Year's off for the first time.
Oh, that's nice.
And how long?
13 years, or at least 13 years.
Yeah.
And you've been together for 15, is that right?
Yes, 15 and a half.
Almost 16.
And a half.
16
and
in March.
16 in March.
Yeah. Pushing 16.
Yeah, in a few hours.
We're going to have a sweet 16 party in March. We got to have a sweet 16. We should have a sweet 16.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Totally. We gotta figure that out.
It's like a pajama party. We have
a
pillow fight and stuff.
Gotta have a bunch of
any excuse for a party.
Dry hair and pigtails.
So other than Neil Diamond and Neil Diamond's songs, like what do each of you really enjoy playing? Like what kind of music, if you're just either alone or if you were in another band or even if you are in another band, like what kind of music do you each enjoy outside of Neil Diamond?
I enjoy doing original music a lot. There's, you know, it's a whole different feeling being up there playing,
your
know,
own
my
stuff.
Own songs.
And you write, do you write?
I'm writing music for a film right now, so I'm not doing anything with a band right now. But you know, hopefully in the near future, have something going again. And that's my number one love. And other than that, Neil Diamond songs and I don't know, just stuff I grew up with is fun to just bust out every now and then and, you know, play some Foreigner or something just for fun, just screwing right? around.
You guys need anything?
Need that hair for you.
Yeah. Check out that guy's hair, dude.
That guy's not.
I love playing everything. Eric Diamond here, by the way. That was Sheree O'Neill before you there. Okay, so I think that the collective influence that everybody brings to the band is kind of what makes this whole thing go. Like, we all love all kinds of different stuff, and we all come from different backgrounds, and play all, you know, Rama's in a whole different bag of stuff than I'm into, but we put it together and mix it up and figure out how to make it work and cool, and it becomes something unique, and I think it's what's kind of kept the band going for as long as it has, is that there's actually like a musical component to it, and not the backing tracks wig thing. Enough said.
So you're
did I say musicianship?
You're putting in, you're putting in some ZZ Top and some Journey, and I'm putting in like Tchaikovsky.
Putting in a little jazz.
A blast.
Some like words to piano.
I like the German polkas.
There you go.
Yeah.
We like Scheitzel movie rock music. Yes. All the way down.
What about you? I'm kind of an '80s brat. I grew up with The Cure and New Order and Joy Division and that kind of stuff. I think now probably Radiohead, Air are like my favorite bands. Jarvis Cocker, that kind of stuff. Supergrass. I recently started working with Pete Byrne of Naked Eyes. Always something that remind me and promises. He's working on a new album. I'm going to be producing and playing at least 3 of his tracks for January. That's about it.
Cool. Is there one Neil Diamond song? Because kind of, you know, a lot of artists, they're like, oh, if I could just never play that song again, but the fans love it, I have to do it, whatever. Is there one Neil Diamond song that you're just like, wow?
Next question, please.
No, really? No, there's like 15.
It's like the whole catalog. Great.
Let's put it this way. As a guitar player, if somebody asked me to play Sweet Home Alabama right now, I'd play it for them.
Yeah, the pot song.
I would never say no again.
All right. Well, the hokey pokey seems kind of fun all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do change up a sound. It's not like you're coming here and Sheree O'Neill is exactly the same. You know, it's like you do change it up, and you know, Super Diamond does like kind of add more of a rock feel to Neil Diamond songs in some cases and stuff. So, do you ever just kind of like, oh, we're tired of that arrangement. Let's try it this way.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, we swap them well.
Yeah, it's the beauty of what we've done with our tribute to Neil Diamond, but I think it's a good balance. It always has been. We've never had to really overthink it. You know, it's been a really even balance with our shtick and our and doing the songs the way they're meant to be, you know, like without going over the top too much with changing stuff.
Right.
Because there's hardcore, like, original Neil Diamond fans that have been coming to the shows for a long time, and we don't want to abandon them.
Yeah.
You know, but at the same time, when we're able to put creativity into it, like change arrangements and stuff, that's what makes it fun and gives us some creativity and not just doing it straightforward, which would be a little boring, you know?
But yeah.
It's kind of fun when you get to add your own flair to the Neil Diamond songs, and there's always that possibility. Anybody can say, "Hey, I came up with this idea.
Yeah,
let's try this," you know, and everyone will just be excited. Yeah, let's try it. Cool, you know. But we don't do that. You know, maybe we should start coming up with some new shtick. I call it shtick, but it's not necessarily just humorous. You know, it's not just funny stuff. But
you're still like arranging music. I mean.
But
anything you do to a Neil Diamond song, still, I guess it's kind of shtick, because whether you're making it more rock, it's kind of funny, you know, take a Neil Diamond song and make it a lot heavier. It's kind of, I guess, shtick in a way. Or just...
We would never want to not play that one song that you're asking about.
Yeah. No, there's no songs that we...
There's no one
we're
song.
We're sick, you know? I mean, we like, you know, all the hits. I mean, Song Sung Blues, some of us aren't big fans of that song, but you know, it's not a big deal. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, we're up there playing, and you play the song, and then you're happy, you know?
Yeah.
The thing we're not happy about is the traveling part of it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the part that gets old.
We were trying to figure out how to do concerts on Second Life and stay home and collect all the money, but it didn't quite work out. Maybe Facebook will help us out.
Podcast concerts.
Yeah, you could. You could podcast them.
And I'm done shaving. Do I sound different?
Come in and sit down, because I got to go put this up
smooth
on stage.
You sound like Barry White now.
Cool.
Is there water on stage? Anybody
know? I don't think so.
You probably ask them.
Yeah. But we never don't want to. We never want to stop playing that one song.
Is this going on our double album?
It's that one song. No, this is the podcast.
I'll sell you the rights.
It's funny. For me, it's funny. Eric Diamond here again. For me, it's funny because I had never owned a Neil Diamond record, and these guys, the first time I heard them play, I realized that I knew every song that they played.
Yeah.
And that was an amazing thing because I'm like huge Beatles / Scorpions 80s rock 70s prog rock that's all the stuff that I grew up listening to because I have older brothers and stuff, and 50s Elvis and Gene Vincent and Buddy Holly and all this stuff, and Neil Diamond, okay, sure, whatever. And when I saw these guys play the first couple of times I saw them, I was like, what? I know that song. Oh, I know that song. Oh, I know that song. Oh, that's a pretty good song right there. I didn't know he wrote that one, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happens to the audience a lot of times. You're like, he wrote I'm a Believer?
Yeah.
He wrote Red, Red Wine? Really? Isn't that a UB40 song? Yeah, it was. After he wrote it. Yeah. Back exactly. In 67 or whatever. But it's interesting. His legacy is, every 10 years, somebody covers one of his songs. Mm-hmm. And it becomes a hit. It becomes a huge song, and people are like, this is the greatest song ever, and then they go, oh, Neil Diamond wrote that? Really? Yeah. And they're blown away, they're kind of taken aback by it, you know? Okay. And it's brilliant. Okay, well, I mean, you know, his songs are simple and they speak to...
I'm all for it.
They just speak to you, you know?
So what about just with the clothes that you wear on stage and stuff, have you guys changed a lot from when you first started?
This is my Christmas shirt.
So yeah
we've got,
sorry you can't see it on the podcast.
No, it's nice. It's like red and gold, shiny.
Evolved. It's more black and
it's usually been black lately.
We're more like goth now. right, James?
Goth time.
Yeah, definitely.
We're definitely.
We're more like the Bauhaus. Super Bauhaus. Super Bauhaus.
Do you guys have fun with it though? Just picking your outfits and or is it just kind of
Well for me I can't really, I have to have them made because they don't make them like they used to. No,
they don't make
8 foot tall bell bottoms for 8 foot tall people. So, the clothes definitely. I think people really kind of have an idea, like, oh, Super Dad. Well, I know what those guys dress like.
Yeah, that's.
I wish
shiny.
We did.
Cool. Well, it's getting close to your show time, so I don't want to.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get naked.
We're gonna get naked now.
Yeah. Can you show that on your podcast?
Yeah,
I would love to. I wish they could see what I can see. So,
yeah, maybe not.
Well, I really appreciate the time, you guys. And can you guys, like, since we're piratepods.com, either do you have a pirate joke that's appropriate or not, or
pirate joke?
Or just like a shout out, like.
When is National Pirate Day? I've heard that this.
It happened already this year, like in October or something. Yeah.
Pirate.
Eric's the one with the joke.
I'm trying to think right now. God, I know I got a pirate joke in there somewhere, but I don't know if you can actually... Oh, the FCC can't bust us, huh?
No.
yeah, you know, I don't have any pirate jokes. Just jokes about...
Other
mothers and daughters and sons and, you know, and the aristocrats and stuff like that.
The aristocrats, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at these days. But,
thanks a lot.
Pirate Rock Podcast, see?
On the rocks, ain't no surprise. Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies. I got nothing to lose, so I'm just singing the blues all the time.